Hey, everybody. What you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our $5 exclusive episodes tier at patreon.com/retronauts. And if you want to hear the whole thing, please go to patreon.com/retronauts and sign up at the $5 exclusive episodes tier. Once you do that, you'll get access to all of our previous exclusive episodes and our future ones as well, as long as you remain a patron, and our exclusive episodes will launch every other Friday. Again, that is the Retronauts Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts, and I'll let you get to this free preview of one of our exclusive episodes.
And I think for me, I think the Yakuza games have replaced Grand Theft Auto games for me. Well, number one, because they don't make Grand Theft Auto games anymore, but also it is a little unrealistic, and it is like a euphemism for all the ugliness in the world. But I do feel like Yakuza games leave me feeling good instead of making me feel gross. Like, yeah. Everyone in this game sucks. Everyone's a murderer. There's no hope for anyone or the world.
Yeah, especially like GTA 5. They're just, all of them are unrepentant assholes, and Kiryu is just so earnest. Mm-hmm. Like, and he's earnest with everybody.
Yeah, GTA, Rockstar got really salty with me because I wrote an editorial basically saying, like, I love the world of GTA 5, but I hate the story and everyone in it because they're just so ugly. And they were like, how could you take a pot shot at us like that? I wasn't. I was talking about my personal exhaustion with everyone being horrible and ugly. That's it.
And it's odd because Red Dead Redemption 2 is actually probably closer to the Yakuza character side. Like, I kind of like these people. Mm-hmm. Like, they want to be better people. Mm-hmm. They're just in a bad situation. And I think probably Red Dead 2 is probably the best thing I've played from Rockstar in a very long time.
Yeah, I think Rockstar got over their love for like The Sopranos and Breaking Bad and their fascination with bad anti-heroes.
Well, with the success of GTA 5 as a platform for just online play, I think they're just kind of done with stories. They're like, why did we bother with stories?
Yeah.
This makes us
we were not any good at it.
Make your own story.
We've ripped off, now The Irishman has come out, so they've got a new movie to rip off.
Excellent, excellent.
And it's okay for our characters to look weird in CG because they are.
Yes. I like to mention Super Eyepatch Wolf, who me and Bob have recorded a couple podcasts with. His YouTube channel is really great about anime and video games. His Yakuza 6 review-ish video, he makes this great point about how, like, you have all these story scenes in GTA games that seem to, like, be like, no, you're in a grounded world. You got to do this. And then the second you leave it, you're like, I ran over 5 people on my way out of this story session.
Yeah.
While meanwhile, in Yakuza, like, you can't kill a bystander on the street because Kiryu wouldn't do that.
You can bump into them and they'll just like, oh.
but the freedom to murder isn't there, and which is better for telling stories with a character like Kiryu than just like being able to kill whoever you see on the streets and not even intending to in most cases, you know.
And even like in the game world itself, like Kiryu is supposedly not killing these people, even though some of the heat actions are like,
oh yeah,
oh no, you threw that guy off a bridge into a train, he is dead,
or like paralyzed for life. Yeah. Some of the heat actions are just so crazy.
No, I was playing this morning, my husband watched me do a take a knife from a guy, stab it in his stomach one, and then he, in the next cutscene, the guy's like, man, come on, dude, that's not nice. I was like, me and my husband did have to laugh at that. So I was like, yes, there is ludonarrative dissonance in Yakuza games as well.
So that is very, that's going to angry up the blood of everyone in 2006 writing judges' editorials like me.